شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we continue with Sharh Bulugh al-Maram, explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. And this class constitute class number 34. Last week we spoke about the zakah. This is a new class today, which is going to be about sadaqat al-fitr and sadaqat al-tatawwa' and qism al-sadaqat. Today is Tuesday, 28th of Rajab, for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 17th of November for the year 1998. And for those who inshallah have the book Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective that we continue in page number 5, that we continue in hadith number 505, and this in page number 216. Alaykum salam. And bab sadaqatul fitri. As I had explained before, the word sadaqa, which usually, or the common term they use to translate the word, is charity. But this doesn't negate the fact that charity or sadaqah is the obligatory portion of money which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory on the rich towards the poor. So sadaqah does not mean a voluntarily charity. Sadaqah does not mean voluntarily charity. Sadaqah, it also applies to what is known as zakah. It also applies to what known as zakah or obligatory charity. So what we discussing today, one of the kind of sadaqat, One of the kind of this sadaqat is sadaqatul fitr, the sadaqah of fitr, and is named after the iftar or the fitr, the breaking the fast, because it's time it happened after we finish fasting Ramadan. So you break your fast, is no more fasting. Now this is the sadaqah of al-fitr. Hadith number 505 reported عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين.
My mother asked, could you cut on the speaker in the sister's room, right? Because they got guests.
وَأَمَرَ بِهَا أَن تُؤَدَّى قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ النَّاسِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. This hadith is reported by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنهما قال that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض. That mean Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made it obligatory. He made it a must. Okay, you can use the small one in the member. Okay, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam farada, that mean made it obligatory, made it must. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it obligatory? Zakat al-fitr, zakah of al-fitr, zakah, because it is tazkiyah. It is a means of purification. Because it is zakah, because it makes your faith grow. And it makes your blessings grow more. Additional blessings. And also, it is called zakah because the zakah means purification and cleanliness. So when you make the zakah, you profane yourself, you clean yourself from the mistakes, from the sin, from the greed, from being selfish. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made zakat al-fitr. He made it what? Make it zakat al-fitr, he made it obligatory. He made it a sa' from which is a measurement. They used to use in this time, they call it sa', will be a full sa' from dates or barley, and this will be for the slave, the free person, male or female, young or old, among the Muslims. So sadaqatul fitr, which is tasdeeq and from proof that you have faith and you're willing to apply the ruling of Islam to yourself, because it shows that you are truthful about what you're doing. Al-fitr, which you break the fast. Al-abd, which is the slave. Saghir, which is a person who did not reach the age of puberty. Al-Kabir, the person who bears the age of puberty. So from this hadith we understand that zakah or sadaqat al-fitr is obligatory, is a must. And we learn that only must on the Muslims, okay, must on the Muslims. As example, if somebody who's married to a woman of the book, she's not a Muslim, okay, so is no sadaqat al-fitr on her. And also that to be taken only from the Muslims. And that the miqdar or the measurement or the amount of this zakah is sa'. A sa' is putting your two hands together and filling them four times. This will be sa'. Okay? One called mud. And four of them that you fill your both your two hands together and fill it with rice or raisins or dates, okay? And we understand that our hands are different also. Somebody, as example, like Mustafa's hand is not like my hand, is not like Abu Bakr's hand, like Naeem's hand. So we say the average hand of a human being, you put the two hands together and you fill it four times. Raisins, barley, rice, dates. So when you fill it four times, this will be equal to sa'. So one sa' for every person in your family. Okay? So you're going to fill your hands four times for yourself. And after this you add four times for your wife. And four times for your son. And four times for your daughter. And four times for your other daughter. And four times for your slave, if you have a slave, okay? From the Muslims in your family. And after this, you will take this collection, the total of this, and you give it to the poor and the needy. This is called Sadaqat al-Fitr, okay? And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara biha an tuadda qabla khuruj an-nas ila as-salah. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that this to be given to the poor and the needy before going out to the Salah of Al-Eid. You could not do it later than this. Okay? So there is a time, same way like time for Salah, that also there is time for the Zakah. And this time will be ended by Salah Al-Eid. If the people made Salah Al-Eid, so now the salah, the time for the zakah is over. And this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim, and the hadith is authentic. The addition by Adi, which doesn't have a number, this addition is weak. Hadith number 506, page 217. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نعطيها في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صاعا من طعام أو صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير أو صاعا من زبيب. متفق عليه. وفي رواية أو صاعا من أقط. قال أبو سعيد أما أنا فلا أزال أخرجه كما كنت أخرجه في زمن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولأبي داود لا أخرج أبدا إلا صاعا. This hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه. He said that we used to give during the time or during the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم a صاع from food or grain or dried dates or barley or raisins. Okay, this hadith shows you the different types of zakah, what kind of food that you use to give your zakah. Okay, and another narration say aqt, and the aqt is dry milk before you take the butter out of it. Okay, so it's not a spoil, okay? It's not a spoil, but they dry it, so later on, when they want to use it, they can cook with it, okay? And it's still available. It means of drying the milk, okay? that the butter is still in it, because there is a way that you can the shake the milk, okay, in a certain way until they separate the butter out of the milk. So the akat is a dry, like almost you say dry cheese or dry milk, but the butter is still in it. Okay? This also a type of food. So they used to give the zakah also from akat. Yes, ma'am. Okay. They used to give it one sa', which is what? Four hands full. Okay? Put your two hands together and you give it out of grain, or dry dates, or barley, or raisins. And Abu Sa'id, he said, I continue giving the same way like I used to give it in the time of Rasulullah. And this it shows you how the Sahaba was so concerned to keep doing the same practice they doing in the Prophet life. They don't want to deviate or do something different. So I used to give sa', I will give sa', okay? If it's raisin or dates, I still giving one sa' for each member of my family.
Could you please repeat the size of the hand? I wasn't
kidding. Okay. Like I say, our hands is different sizes according the fortune of the person body, okay? So there is small hands and there is the woman hand may be smaller even than a man hand, and a man hand is bigger than a small man hand, okay? So we say a hand, the average size of human being, okay?
That's
yeah, you put your two hands together, one full of two hands is called mud, but the sa' is four mud. So you fill your hand four times with rice, this for one member of your family. So you count how members of your family and you multiply this by four hands full.
Somebody with big hands does not have to fill it up full. Ever.
Whosoever give more, you understand, yeah. Alhamdulillah, but we understand that filling your hands, okay?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be technical, I just okay. Understand.
Ma'am. And whosoever, inshallah, be more, show good out of himself, Allah will show more goodness towards him, okay? And in actuality, a person who does not have enough food for his family during the night of Eid, so zakah is not obligatory in him, or that he have enough food for his family, and if he takes the amount of zakah, now he's going to need food. So this person will be exempt. So if there is a condition when you can give this zakah, okay? And this zakah to be given from food, okay? It has nothing to do with money, because you have no money, but you can have a whole, what you call this thing, you remember, they used to have a big building in the field filled with grains. I forgot what they used to call it, and...
Silo.
Huh? Silo, something like that. A big, like a tower, and full with grain, okay? And the person maybe doesn't have money, but or they have a lot of dates, okay, because this is the food. So if you have more enough to feed your family the night of Eid, okay, and by taking this amount, let's say that you have 10 people in your family, include yourself, so that means by giving 40 handful of dates, that you still have enough to feed your family for this. Okay, you are not going to go ask somebody for food. Now you are eligible to give zakah. But if you don't have, you are not. You are not one of the people to give zakah. You may be one of the people who may take zakah. Okay? But basically the hadith is showing us the types of food that he gives the zakah out of it and the amount of food that is supposed to be given. Okay? And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 507. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث. Again before, okay, طهرة وطعمة للمساكين. فمن أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة. ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Okay. Now, the hadith reported by Ibn Abbas. The degree of the hadith is Hasan. The hadith acceptable. It's Hasan. It's good. Here I want you to make one stop with this hadith. What it is? The word farada. Okay? Which is equivalent to the word as Messenger of Allah prescribed. Prescribed is maybe, but it's not strong enough. Okay? Farada means to make it obligatory. I don't know if the word prescribed is enough to carry the same meaning of made obligatory. Okay. The word in Arabic farada, and farada means to make it must, to make it obligatory, became fard. Okay? From this hadith we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make fard the same thing like Allah makes fard. Okay? Because some people they say that we go only by what's in the Quran. We don't go by the hadith. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make obligation as well as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make obligation. And the Quran say, "Man yuti' ar-rasula faqad ata'a Allah." Whosoever obeys the Prophet, indeed he obey Allah. So there is no difference between obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet, or disobeying the Prophet and disobeying Allah. Okay? And everything Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make it fard is by indication from Allah, as he said, وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He doesn't speak from his own desire. It is indeed revelation come to him. So the hadith here say, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ. رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ made زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ, okay, a fard, obligatory. For what purpose? تُهْرَةَ لِلصَّائِمِ, from tahara, purification. Tahara, purification, for the fasting person. Min al-lagwi wa rafat, from all idle talk and bad words. Okay? And also other purpose, tu'matan lil-misakeen. So number one, that the purpose of the zakat al-fitr that you give after Ramadan is to be means of purification and completion for your fasting. Because you're fasting, you may say a word that you don't mean it, okay? Or like say skip of the tongue, or that you really something's wrong, you understand, that you said it but you didn't pay too much attention to it. Or that a person was not watching himself good, so he said utter words. So come the zakat al-fitr to be what? To be a means to purify and the complete and perfect your fasting, and to remove this mistake that you did during your fasting. This is the first purpose. Okay? The second purpose is to become a food and means of feeding the poor and the needy. وَطَعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. Okay? فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ. Whosoever gives it before the salah, which is salah? Salat al-Eid. Okay? Whosoever give it before Salat al-Eid, فَهِيَ زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ, will be acceptable obligatory charity that will be count for him as the obligatory farida that Allah and His Messenger made it. And whosoever give it after the salah became like a charity, not the obligatory charity now. You see? So that means if you give it before the salah, now you had fulfilled the obligation. If you give it after the salah, you had give a charity, you didn't give the obligatory charity. Like somebody didn't make Maghrib, but he prayed two rak'at before Maghrib when he entered the mosque. You see? He will get rewarded for the two rak'at that he pray, but this doesn't relieve him from the punishment of neglecting Salat al-Maghrib. Okay? We understand this? So there is a time limited.